All right, so this is discussion 4, and I'm Deshaun, and I'm reading Son of a Trickster.
I'm Ruben, I'm reading The Illegal.
I'm Joel, and I'm reading The Kite Runner.
And I'm Caitlin, and I'm also reading The Kite Runner.
All right, to get into our first question, the first question is, who is all the power in your book and why? So through the eyes of the reader that is reading Son of a Trickster, I would say Jared has all the power because people don't like boss him around, and he does what he wants, but at the same time, I also feel like his mom has most of the power through the book because Jared, like, his mom's like the one person that Jared will listen to and like will consult to before doing things. So it kind of shows that like it's like the one person that Jared kind of feels intimidated by in a way.
In The Kite Runner, I would say technically speaking, the Taliban have the power because they are currently in charge of the government and are like have power over all the citizens. But speaking of the plot line and the storyline, Amir could be considered to have the power because his choices are the ones that drive the plot and like cause certain events to happen. So if he were to make different decisions, maybe things could have gone differently, which gives him some sort of power in that sense.
Yeah, I like what you said about that. That's sort of interesting how you talked about the plot. I think more technically speaking, though, the Taliban definitely, because obviously they're not controlling people in a good way, like it said how they just went out and murdered a bunch of the Hazaras. But overall, yeah, they're definitely controlling the country, and hopefully as we read further, they'll get overthrown.
In my novel, I believe the group with all the power would be the corrupt Santoralan government, because they have all the power over Kieta due to the fact that they kidnapped his sister. And he is basically useless, like he can't fight against them because he's so far away and they just can kill her at any point that they choose.
Alright, so for the second question, it's, do you think that your character could ever break out of the social class? Why or why not? I feel like he will break out of his social class because Jared demonstrates how hard he works and how hard he is willing to work for somebody he cares about. And like he shows this when he found out his dad was in the hospital, and like his stepdaughter and his or stepsister and his dad needed like help with bills, so he like used the money that he got and helped his dad pay for bills. So that kind of showed like how he can break out of his own social class.
In The Kite Runner, Amir definitely broke out of his social class, but I guess in a bad way. So it's sort of like he dropped his social class when he moved to America, because when he got there, even though his father was, like, really, like, wealthy and stuff in Afghanistan, once he got there, they were, like, super poor. So poor that they were even offered food stamps, because they could, like, couldn't really pay their bills. But then over time, after he got married and everything, he's worked his way back up to the middle class. But if we're talking about, like, his social class back in Afghanistan, he, like, all of Afghanistan are still being controlled by the Taliban, so they haven't really broke out of that way in that class, like,
for breaking out of the social class, that probably references, like, to, like, overcoming, like, the bad power that's controlling them, so, like, he hasn't been able to do that since he's still, like, he's not really under, like, the control of the Taliban because he lives in America, but now that he's coming back and has new things he has to do, he now is back under the Taliban, so he hasn't broken out yet. He's still underneath.
Yeah.
So he hasn't broken out.
Exactly.
So my novel is similar to that. Like, Kieta broke out of his social class in Freedom State, or in Zantoralan when he went to Freedom State, but he did drop a social class, but he wasn't in, like, danger of being killed anymore. But as far as his social class in Freedom State, I do believe that he can break out of it because he has a human capital, since he's a good runner. However, I don't think it would be easy task for Kieta since he is black in a country where black people are looked down upon.
Alright, so for our third question, is, in your opinion, why is the ruling class oppressing the other classes, and what is unfair with the social structure in the novel? So, I feel like the ruling class is oppressing the other class because, like, the ruling class is said to be more wealthy in a way, and I wouldn't say it's, like, unfair in the classes, but, like, everyone is in the ruling class through either hard work or kind of, like, how they were born into it. So to the oppressing class's eyes, it could like easily be seen as unfair because they have to work harder in their daily life.
That's kind of similar to our book. In The Kite Runner, definitely the ruling class would be the Taliban, as they are in control of the government. And the reason they're doing so is because they want complete control and power over Afghanistan. And this is definitely seen as unfair because they have like inflicted so many new rules and like restrictions to their rights, almost, the citizens. And even though they were seen as almost saviors when they stopped the Russians, they've only become more and more hostile towards the citizens of Afghanistan, and it's definitely putting them in danger and unfair to their way of living.
Oh, for sure. No, there was an example in the book when a lady, like, she wasn't allowed to work, so then she had to give up her kids to the orphanage because the Taliban were forcing her not to work, and so she couldn't pay for the bills for her money, so she didn't want her kids to starve, and stuff like that. So pretty much just everything about it is unfair. Like, the Taliban is just murdering so many people. Like, they'll just, like, kill them in the streets for doing, like, one wrong thing. So, yeah, that's just not good.
In my novel, I believe that the ruling class, which are the majority, like, white government, are suppressing the other class because they do not want to credit the creation of what they believe to be their, like, superior, amazing nation on the backs of slavery and slave driving. This social class is unfair because it puts the lower class at a great disadvantage to the upper class, even if they have superior intellect to, like, someone who might be in the upper or middle class. The best example from this in my novel, I believe, is John Falconer, because he managed to beat the corrupt social system and, like, break out of his social class. However, he had to achieve much, like, greater things than people in, like, let's say the middle or upper class would have had to do to get into that academy, which just further shows how much of a disadvantage they are subjected to.
All right, so for our fourth question, it's, do you think your character's social class is a leading cause to the actions they do in different situations? So I feel like it is, because I wouldn't say Jared is, like, poor or rich. I'd say he's more in, like, the middle class level, and, but, like, he lives with his mom and his stepdad, and they seem that they can make a living for themselves. But since he cares for his dad, and his dad's in the hospital and can't pay for his own bills, Jared, like, has to, like, kind of go behind his mom's back and help out his dad and his stepsister to help him pay the bills. So it kind of shows that, like, with the thought of his dad being in a kind of a lower social class than a lot of people, he can kind of, like, overcome different obstacles and change in different situations.
I think the answer for The Kite Runner is definitely just yes. Amir's social class was, like, because he was brought up in a wealthy household for about the first 2 decades of his life, he was always, like, high class. Like, they kept referring to him about how his family had, like, an American car, which is, I guess, like, a very, like, a big sign of, like, wealth in Afghanistan. And so because of this, like, he had all his meals made for him, the work done for him, like, the house was clean, so he never had to do any of that because of Hassan and Ali, because they were, like, the servants. So definitely because of that, Amir couldn't, like, relate to what Hassan and Ali had to do. And so, for example, because Amir was literate, he would read Hassan's stories, but he... there was, like, a part in the book where he said, oh, I don't actually want to teach Hassan how to do it because then he'll know how to read and write. And Amir liked having, like, the power and to be able to do that. And Hassan had, like, no idea how to do any of that. So he thought he was, like, better than him in a way.
Yeah, because of him living so highly privileged, it made him a little ignorant to what other people might have felt. So that kind of shows, like, how he wasn't as, like, considerate for Hassan, and maybe that's why he acted the way he did, because he didn't like to give up the power because he was always so used to having it.
Right, exactly.
And also, as the story goes on and his class lowers in America, he learned more, like, how much work it takes to live how he would like to live. So I think he becomes a little more humble and more, like, giving to other people because he knows what it's like to be in a better situation, and he wants that for everyone now that it was taken away from him, basically.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, I believe that his social class most definitely impacts, like, almost all of his situations, because all of his situations are in fear that the status of him being an illegal in a country where that is, like, very much frowned upon and he can get deported and killed. He is constantly has to be on guard and worried that even, like, if he, like, has bad hygiene or doesn't look, like, perfectly groomed and proper, that someone will notice that he doesn't belong there and is, in fact, an illegal.
All right, so for our fifth question, does the social class of your character change? Does the social class of your character change throughout the story, and what events have caused these changes? So far in my novel, I don't think Jared's social class has changed, but with the amount of work that he does for himself and other people, he makes, like, a pretty good amount of money for himself and enough to sustain his stepdad and stepsister.
In the Kite Runner, as Joel mentioned before, Amir's class changed quite a bit. So when he was living in Afghanistan, when he was younger, he was highly privileged. But when he moved to America and became more lower class, the cause of that was because of the war happening in Afghanistan. So that was, like, what caused him to move to America, and therefore his class went down. So that would be the event that caused that one. And then as he becomes more wealthy in America, like, to a middle class, or, like, a sustainable middle class, his success of his writing is what put him into a better situation. So I think because he pursued what he loved and he put everything that he had into his writing, it reflected in his class.
Yeah. I think what you said about the war was a major cause, for sure. That's what brought them over to America. I think as well, though, the way America is set up and how they don't really have programs that help people who are refugees, like, rehabilitate and, like, continue their work back in America. For example, there's a quote that said, like, there was, like, doctors and surgeons and lawyers, and they were all part of, like, the garage sale things on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And it's, like, they were once really wealthy people in Afghanistan, but once they came to America, they weren't, like, allowed or weren't able to continue
their
work.
Their wealth just didn't, like, translate through their move and the change, so it's kind of an unfortunate situation.
Exactly.
So in my novel, again, very similar to The Kite Runner, Kiera's social class changes various times throughout the story. His family begins as, like, an upper middle class family with a summertime house that they can vacation at in his home country. However, when the government gets overthrown, his family and the rest of his, like, ethnic group, which are the minority in the country, they drop to, like, kind of the bottom of society and lose all of their power. Further, when Kiera goes to Freedom State, his social class is again diminished to an illegal, which is virtually, like, way lower than it was even in Zentorial land. Because most people over there just basically hate the thought of illegals being in the country.
Alright, so for our final question, what social class are you in your own life, and how does that relate to your character? So, I'm not entirely sure what social class I am, but I'd say maybe around, like, the middle class between, like, the lower and ruling class. And it relates to Jared because Jared is in trouble or, like, in need of money in a way. But I wouldn't say, like, he's rich, but I'd say, like, he makes a sustainable amount of money for living for himself and his family.
Yeah, in The Kite Runner as well, Amir is, like, middle class, and that's same with me. I mean, like, just the basics. Like, he has a house and he has a car and he can go on vacations and stuff. I mean, Amir is a bit more, like, higher class, definitely, than me. Like, I would just say I'm, like, average. But, so I guess I can sort of relate to him, but also sort of not, because he had people, like, servants and stuff that would, like, do all the work for him, and that's definitely not my family. Like, we have to do all the chores and all the cleaning and all the cooking and that kind of stuff. So it's a bit hard to relate to him because he was quite a bit higher.
Mm-hmm. Like, seeing that, like, I would consider myself middle class, and I guess I could relate to the sense of Amir knowing what it's like. He had, just, like, a lot of opportunities in his life, and he didn't have to worry about things like money, which is something, of course, I'm grateful for, and so he soon realized that he should be grateful for that, and he does become grateful. So I guess I could relate to him in the sense that he understands what it's, he doesn't understand what it's like to live, like, in a less fortunate situation until later on.
Right, right.
So.
For me personally, I think, like, my social class currently is, like, middle class to, like, middle upper class. But, which doesn't really relate to Kieta in my novel. However, I can personally relate to Amir in The Kite Runner, because when I lived in Africa, my family were, like, we were subjugated to, like, severe privilege since, like, apartheid and all those things happened, with where black people were, like, basically had virtually no rights. And then when we moved over here, my parents' skills couldn't exactly translate over to that, and then they had to work their way back up into a higher social class, which is much like The Kite Runner.
All right, so here, that's the end of discussion 4.